All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is the Grim Article Show. Dead Penetration's here.
What the?
And basically, we're going to talk about the Epstein files. Whoops, that's not it. The Epstein files. Look at that. So, first of all, this is a big joke, guys. So, 100-page blacked out file. So, honestly, guys, is there anybody here that has the fucking know-how to go in there and take all the black stuff out so we could actually see these pages? It's like the government slapped us in the face. They're like, okay, so we have a certain amount of days to release the Epstein files. So we release the 100-page blacked-out Epstein files, but you can't read them. So it's basically them laughing at us. They say, okay, so we did the thing. We gave you the Epstein files. You just can't read them.
Yeah.
It's the silliest thing. However, we do have new photos from the Department of Justice. And it says, Jeffrey Epstein is pictured with pop legend and alleged pedophile Michael Jackson. And half-naked Bill Clinton relaxes in hot tub, swims with Ghislaine Maxwell and mystery woman. We don't know. Now, of course, that's Ghislaine. We don't know who that is. And, of course, that's Clinton. Of course, that's Clinton. And Clinton's got a damn smile on his face.
Basically, the sponsor for the Lyle Island.
He really was.
Epstein Island? Sure it's not Clinton Island?
And there's Mick Jagger. By the way, Epstein apparently had, and it says it right here, guys, Epstein had a backstage pass to see the Rolling Stones. So, he was all about it. Like, the Stones were all about it. Now, if you guys are Stones fans, like, I do like Painted Black, and I do like a couple of songs.
I don't think they're the best band.
No, they're not. But,
I think
he was definitely
far better.
Yeah, I do too.
I wouldn't compare them to be the same. They always remind me of one another.
I would compare them to be the same because Aerosmith in the beginning was very much like the Stones.
Yeah. Well, I think their music's better.
It's much better. It's much better. Of course, I do like Painted Black. I still think that's a song in rock history. And I think, Sympathy for the Devil? That's Pleased to Meet You, Won't You Guess My Name? That's classic.
Yeah, I mean, they had some good ones back when our parents were kids.
Yeah. I mean, those are still classic songs, but what I'm saying is,
they hadn't come out with any hits.
Keith Richards is definitely in on this. He was definitely one of these guys.
Pointing fingers at you. Have you ever seen
Ryan?
The little spoof they did with Jimmy Fallon staring in the mirror and Mick Jagger's on the other side?
The Justice Department did a lot of redactions. And what we need to talk about here, let's see what it says. Clinton 79 is shown in many other images in a sprawling cache of Epstein photos, including his arm wrapped around a young lady on a plane, which we talked about. The ex-president is seen vacationing with a now notorious predator in the UK, traveling with him to Brunei and Thailand, and attending the 2002 wedding of Moroccan King Mohammed VI. The extent of the Democrats, he's a Democrat? I didn't know that. Appearance in the I thought he ran Republican.
Who?
Clinton.
Yeah, he was Democrat.
I did not know that. Appearance in the files drew shock shortly after. Sorry, guys, I literally did not know. I thought he was a Republican president. Appearance in the files drew shock shortly after the DOJ's heavily redacted dump of thousands of records in compliance with a congressionally mandated deadline.
Republicans don't kill a bunch of people. Keep them quiet.
In one image, Clinton is shown frolicking in a swimming pool with, of course, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year prison sentence, as she deserves, for sex trafficking. This is his reckoning. I mean, if you turn on CNN, that's what they're talking about. I got a million texts about it. Says the former Clinton aide. People are like, I can't believe he was in a hot tub. Who's the woman in there? She's at, body level. I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable. It's just shocking. The ex-aide said Clinton's heavily documented interactions with the pedophile are likely to shape public opinion after a year-long feeding frenzy of conspiracy theories about powerful men who may have gotten away with misconduct. Clinton is Prince Andrew. He's kind of done. He's already done before, but now he's even more so, person said. People have to be brought to justice for things. Yeah, we know that. We don't care about what people have to say. We know what people are saying. The initial document dump on Friday is light on mentions of President Trump, fueling complaints from Democrats that the Justice Department did not comply with the law by releasing all the files. The sitting president, who had been friends with Epstein until about 2004, emerged relatively unscathed, though a photo does show Epstein and a woman posing with a check that Trump allegedly signed in 1997 for the amount of $22,500. A different, previously released image of that check emerged from the 2003 birthday book for Epstein with an attached note allegedly written by businessman Joe Paschal, saying that Jeffrey showing early talents with money, plus women, sells fully depreciated woman's name to Donald Trump for $22,500. The Wall Street Journal previously reported that the woman in question was a wealthy European then in her 20s who severed all ties with Epstein around 97 and had no romantic relationship with either Epstein or Trump, according to her lawyer. The document dump features Clinton prominently, however, including showing the Democrat touring Winston Churchill's Second World War room in London. Clinton appears charmed to be in Churchill's old digs, beside 1940s-era maps, records, and telephones, and surrounded by wax figures representing the British from the British's top military personnel and aides at the time. Epstein, Maxwell, Clinton, Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger, we know that. Jagger and Clinton could be seen cozying up to a woman whose face is blanked out. And in the Southeast Asian, well, we get that. Silk shirts. We're looking at all this other shit. The Justice Department heavily redacted the files, meaning there may be additional embarrassing or potentially incriminating images lurking. Of course there are.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking blacked out 100 pages.
Yeah.
The redactions make it impossible for the public to know the identities of the women or girls photographed with Clinton, who was impeached in 98 over his affair with a 22-year-old White House intern. Some of the Justice Department's redactions are confounding. For example, Epstein's face is blacked out, but not Clinton or Maxwell's, in a group photo published this week of their 2002 Morocco trip. Demanding that Epstein... Oh, really? Citing two sources close to the matter, that Clinton stunned his own staff by demanding that Epstein and Maxwell accompany him to the royal wedding, with the request being related to and granted by Moroccan authorities. Wow. And another perplexing redaction, the DOJ placed a black box to cover Epstein's apparently nude buttocks on a beach. Clinton's office furiously denied wrongdoing and sought to redirect attention to Trump, who was himself associated with Epstein in the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s. The White House hasn't been hiding these files for months, only to dump them late on a Friday to protect Bill Clinton, a Clinton spokesperson told the Daily Mail. This is about shielding themselves from what comes next or what they'll try to hide forever. Or from what they'll try to hide forever. So they can release as many grainy 20-plus-year-old photos as they want, but this isn't about Clinton. Never has, never will be. Even Susie Wiles said Donald Trump was wrong about Clinton. There are two types of people here, the Clinton spokesperson said. The first group knew nothing and cut Epstein off before his crimes came to light. The second group continued relationships with him after. We're in the first. No amount of stalling by people in the second group would change that. Everyone, especially MAGA, expects answers, not scapegoats. Okay, so here's where I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that because of this.
Yeah.
If Clinton was so... didn't know what was going on, a married man as he is... why has he got his arm around? Why has he got this woman? Now, yes, photo ops are a thing. But I don't think this woman was just doing a friendly photo op. I think he fucked her. I think there's some fucking.
And I had a photo like that out there, I'm sure my wife would be ready to kill me.
I'm sure there was some fucking going on. And she's definitely 20 years older than he is. Look at her skin tone and his.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a big difference.
She may be a teenager, but we're not sure. I mean, we don't know.
If it looked like what a teenager
would. Could be a teenager, could be a 20-year-old. They can look very similar. However, we need to have the face so we can understand.
Well, no, because then you're exploiting the people that got traffic.
Well, that's true, but we don't know for sure. That is true, but people want to know... Look, well, people want to know exactly what's going on.
I think hiding the names is
probably more a good idea.
Reasonable and faces.
Right.
Faces lead to hiding the names.
Yeah, and that leads to people. Well, see, the issue is we have to worry about people on the internet that will try to track down the actual people. And there's ways of doing that through facial. Like, oh, but it's a 20. You can use facial recognition software to track somebody down. You can do that. There's people that know how to do that sort of thing. And they will do that. Trump resisted the bipartisan law requiring the DOJ to turn over all unclassified records, documents, communications, investigative materials on the case, trying unsuccessfully to cow four horse Republicans to take their names off a discharge petition. Friday marked the end of the 30-day deadline and triggering the release. Okay, so they did their thing. The DOJ's document dump of hundreds of thousands of pages failed to comply with the law, Connor said. So here's the best response. Government legitimacy is often built on the consent of the governed and public trust. When a government always lies and betrays the best interest, the will and well-being of the governed and the government should be stopped from governing. We did that in 2024. This is brilliantly played by Trump.
I don't know about all
that. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, so far,
I don't know what to believe right
there's
now.
There's more pictures of Clinton with Epstein than there are Trump.
So here's the big deal. DOJ defends massive Epstein file redactions, including Pedo's own button, 100 blank pages. Creepy photos, A-list stars. I mean, people are going through them. They're looking. Yeah. So, the Justice Department is defending its heavy redactions to thousands of files on notorious sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein that were released on Friday in keeping with congressional deadline. The sleeping redactions. Hey, you know what? What if one of those girls around Clinton is a celebrity when she was young? Think about that. It's a very big possibility. Yeah. I mean, it is a thing, guys. There are definitely young women that did those sort of things that went on to become big Hollywood stars. Mm-hmm. Think about it like that. So anyway, what I'm saying is the Justice Department is defending its heavy redactions of thousands of files on notorious sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein that were released Friday. They did do what they said they were going to do, but they did it with a really stupid caveat that were released Friday in keeping with the congressional deadline. The sweeping redactions shielded even the late pedophile's apparently neuter scandal. I'm honestly not worried about the butt. I want to know what's on 100 blanked out fucking pages, don't you? Folks, don't you want to know what's on 100 entire... I do. I want to know names. And I'm not talking about the names of the trafficked. If they want to take the names of the trafficked out, that's fine. But I want to know the celebrities. I want to know the CEOs. I want to know the people in power that went to this island and committed these horrible... dare we call them acts? These are obscenities.
Atrocities.
And one file contained 100 entirely blanked out pages. That's the one that we really need to look at. Because that one right there, somebody's got something to hide. And it's big. I'm talking Oprah big. I'm talking, you know,
Oprah's not that big.
Oprah's got some pull, believe me.
Oh, she probably does.
Now, there's a lot that was said. There's a lot that was said back in the day, and I still believe it to be true, that Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres had a hand in that sex trafficking ring. And there's no better evidence than when they used the background for Ellen's set. That was a one-for-one replica of Jeffrey Epstein's Malibu Island. You need to look it up yourself. There's the photo there where they literally shot. And nobody knew anything was wrong at the time. It was one of those hidden in plain sight things. So basically she was doing that to show other people in her little clique or whatever. You know, they have these groups, these organizations around all this stuff. It's very cloak and dagger. So basically she's saying, hey guys, this is what we're doing. And they have all, you know what's crazy about Ellen? Makes you so sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ellen was so big about promoting these children. Yeah. Children's child stars, child this, child that.
Plus, look, she's at a dick in real life.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why
she's a sex trafficker. Canceled.
Everyone found out what kind of maniac she is.
She's a sex trafficker.
Plus, there's a lot of rumor that she moved out of the country about the same time as Diddy was getting in trouble because she had a hand in a lot of that.
She had a hand in that. And she had a hand in that. The only thing, the only reason why Oprah hasn't done it yet is because Oprah's still got so much power. But I believe Oprah had a lot to do with it. In a confounding redaction, the Justice Department appeared to reproduce a photo. Now, I know some of you guys, especially on certain, on these sites that we have, you guys probably have more information on this than I do. So please feel free in the comments section to tell us what you know. Because some of you guys will straight up fucking say, hey, but I got blah, 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 blah. Well, this is the time to say that stuff. I read what you guys write. Some of it, you know, okay, it's like Dr. Phil where he says, thank you for that. But sometimes I'm like, oh, really? Okay, well, that's interesting. I had no idea about that. So I can't honestly respond to all of you, especially sometimes on MGTOW.TV. I can't because it takes a long time to actually get the comment. Like, I'll type the comment, and it'll take probably about 5 minutes. No, I'm not even lying. It takes 5 minutes, and I don't know why, but it takes that long just for me to get a response to pop up. So that's one of the issues. But like I said, please feel free. Anything you guys have that would make this kind of make sense or, you know, information I don't have, let me know. Because this is a big deal. That's why we're doing this show about the Epstein files, because people didn't think these things were going to come out. And they did. Now, again, it's a slap in the face, but we did get what we asked for. And a confounding, and some of you guys are still going through them. If you guys did go through them and you have some things to add, please let me know, too. We also have another thing we're going to talk about, but I have to read it. It's not something I have as an article. I was looking on social media, and it just happened to be posted there. And it was a lot of very, like, the information seemed believable, so definitely fact-check it and make sure. But from what I had seen, it's something I definitely want to talk about as well. And it's really sickening. And it has to do with the Department of Justice that actually was in charge of this. And you'll be sick too when I tell you. But one more thing before we go back to this. There is another thing. Remember that horrible article that we did with Revy where we talked about that?
Yeah.
So that's getting a lot more traction. There's a lot more people going after those, after them now. The FBI is actively releasing that information now, and they're trying to go after that 764, you know those people? They're trying to go after those people now. And that's good.
764.
The ones that are, because there's an Instagram lawsuit now. The people are suing Instagram for allowing their children to be open to people like that. Which honestly is Instagram's fault, because they need to have better protections if they're going to have children. And we're not talking, when I say children, I don't mean little Timmy. I mean 16, 17 teenagers that are impressionable and can be manipulated by these guys.
Oh, you're talking about the one that got them to kill themselves?
Yes, there's been more. And there's been a lawsuit. And I think Instagram is wholly responsible for that. Because they need to have protections for people that are, you know, under 18 that are on there and getting exploited by people. Now, this is kind of a spoiler for Cyberpunk, but it's relevant. There's a story that you do with River Ward where there is a young man that he's trying to get back. This young man is groomed and taken advantage of by a very psychopathic person. And you get to go through their house. And, of course, they've got all kinds of booby traps. This is very out of character for the game.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good that they included it. So you get to look at the sickening videos, the tapes, or excuse me, the messages that they said back and forth.
Yeah.
You get to go through the house and you see all the information he had on how to groom certain individuals. on how to take, like, just like this guy in the 764, whatever, I might be getting those numbers wrong, but just like that guy did, they have all the information in the game, and you can read it yourself, of how he groomed these young men into this horrible thing where they're milking them or something. It's just really bizarre, crazy shit. They find this huge warehouse where all these young men are hooked up. And as a character, you have to go through there and actually get the men out, get the young men out, these young boys. You have to get them out of this. And of course, I found the guy, and I lit. And there's a. Well, no, I think I turned him in. But you have the choice to fucking light him up if you want to. Yeah, the game gives you the chance to just completely fucking shoot him in the head. I don't know. I can't remember if I gave him to police or I shot him in the head. But the game does let you do that. That's why Cyberpunk is such a good game. Because it has things like that. And when I play... And I'm sorry if this is a spoiler for the game. It's, you know, celebrated its 5-year anniversary, you know. So go CDPR on that. But, that's why this shit's important, because you see something fictional like that, and then you see something like 764, where they've done the real thing, and they've had people actually execute themselves and watch it in a Discord channel for entertainment. That's sickening. That's disgusting. Those kinds of people shouldn't even be allowed to live, right? Yeah. Because they didn't give the victims. It's like, see, I don't like the idea, and this is me personally, I don't like the idea that we have, oh, they have human rights. They don't have human rights after they've taken the rights of people that didn't get a chance to choose their own. They took advantage and they manipulated a young person. They don't get any more rights. They're not even considered human after that.
Yeah.
After you've manipulated somebody and got them to take their own life. Not only that, but commit a sexual act. And this is a young person. Commit a sexual act for entertainment purposes, and have them kill themselves for entertainment purposes. You have lost all rights. There is not one lawyer who should, in any sane manner, defend you. And the one that does should be disbarred immediately. Immediately disbarred. Like the, you know how they have the bar system?
No, everyone knows.
They should say, sir, you can't practice law anymore. And people say, oh, that's not fair. No, that is absolutely fair. If you're going to defend somebody that's that awful, I mean, what are you doing in law? You
change the laws.
Right.
Everyone has the right to...
I know, and that's one thing that needs to change. I think there should be a caveat.
You know, how are you going to know if they're guilty or not?
Well, see, the thing is...
I mean, yeah, you catch them in the act, but not all of those are so clear cut.
That is true. That is true.
You ready? That's how witches got burned. It weren't witches.
That's true. That is true.
They just thought making soap was fun.
Right.
They're like, oh, witchcraft.
And a confounding redaction.
These suds could be only the work of the devil.
In a confounding redaction, the Justice Department appeared to reproduce a photo published this week by the Post of Epstein with former President Clinton in 2002 wedding. I don't know. I'm the Judge Dredd approach. Wedding of Morocco's King Mohammed VI.
If you have absolute 100% proof, yes.
Right.
But especially here lately, where they've been finding out all these people on death row aren't actually guilty of the crime.
Yeah.
With DNA. Well,
see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people getting exonerated because, you know, for years they kept saying, you know, they're always, oh, I'm innocent. Oh, everyone in prison is innocent.
Right.
And then they find out with DNA and they weren't even there. It was someone else. And then they find the person that did it.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I'm pretty gung-ho about that myself. But then I think, oh, I killed the wrong person.
That is true.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'll get the next one.
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
I still get my stamp card punched three more executions and
I get a free cheeseburger.
Yeah.
In the DOJ version, Clinton's face is visible, but Epstein's is blacked out. Okay, so that is interesting, though, right? Now, you know, it's also comical. People think so much of Clinton that even the DOJ is like, you know what? We're just gonna show his face because we have nothing to hide anymore. Like, they could literally put a black bar over Clinton's face, but they're like, you know what? It's not even worth it. Probably laughed about that, in all honesty. But, no, there's some really horrible shit I gotta talk about with them. So, again, we'll have you fact check this, and definitely in the comments section, what I'm about to read to you in just a little bit. Definitely let me know, because I saw this on social media, and I'm not 100% sure, but I looked and I saw some facts, you know, posted in it, like, you know, cases and stuff like that. So I'm like, that sounds believable, but I want 100% clarity on that, because it does seem like, you know, it could be true, it could be not. But anyway, it says, Deputy Attorney Todd Blanche released a 6-page letter amid mounting social media outcry over the release of files, which was congressionally mandated after a firestorm of renewed interest in whether powerful men got away with sex crimes. Never in American history has a president of the Department of Justice been this transparent with the American people about such a sensitive law enforcement matter, insisted Blanche, who interviewed Maxwell, who was serving a 20-year prison sentence earlier this year before she was mysteriously transferred to a cushy lower security facility. Because of course she was, folks! President Trump, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and FBI Director Kash Patel are committed to providing full transparency consistent with the law, Blanche wrote. Because of the volume of the material and the requirement that every page of every document be reviewed for potential redactions under the Act, final stages of review of some material continue. The Epstein Files Transparency Act, a law that prompted the DOJ to release the files, allows the Justice Department to withhold certain information, such as the personal information of victims and materials, that would jeopardize an active federal investigation. So, they're trying to say that they've blacked everything out because the FBI is going to do a federal investigation. I don't think so. And I will tell, I'll give you the information, just give me a second. Blanche wrote, the review protocol is consistent with the Act and instructed attorneys to redact or withhold material that contained personally identifiable information of victims, depicted or contained child sexual abuse materials would jeopardize an active investigation or prosecution, depicted images of death, physical abuse or injury, and or properly classified national defense and foreign policy information. None of those reasons explain why Epstein's rear end and face were redacted from photos. In addition to bases for withholding or redacting under the Act, the Department has withheld and redacted a limited amount of information otherwise covered by various privileges, including deliberative process privilege, work product privilege, and attorney-client privilege, Blanche added. In addition to redacting the names of these victims, the Department has also redacted and is not producing any materials that could result in their identification. Blanche insisted that the DOJ's commitment to transparency and compliance with the law has been historic. The law mandating release of the file says that within 15 days of Friday, Bondi must submit to the House and Senate committees on a judiciary report listing all categories of records released and withheld and summary of redactions made, including all the legal basis. It might not be until January when the report is due that Congress have a better understanding of why redactions are made. Representatives Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna said that the Justice Department defied their Epstein Transparency Act with the heavy redactions and not turning over all the law required. I agree with both of these. That's a Republican and a Democrat that both said that they did not do their job and release the things as required. They redacted way too much information. And according to what they said here, or what Khanna said, the DOJ's document dump of hundreds of thousands of pages failed to comply with the law. They didn't do it properly. Okay. The hundreds of thousands of pages of released files included photos of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein with former President Bill Clinton, Mick Jagger, and Michael Jackson. Every person, including including Donald J. Trump, was associated with Epstein. Every person, including Donald J. Trump, that was associated with Epstein is either a past, current, or future foreign intelligence assets. Every person that was followed should be isolated from the government of the United States and its contractors, especially any involved in national security sensitive roles. No one else besides Maxwell will ever be prosecuted for anything associated with Epstein. If you think otherwise, you need a serious reality check about politics, money, compromise, and power. And what's being done about child traffickers today? Trump's admin has saved countless kids by disrupting networks and border crossings, but I guess no one cares about that. Not the point. It's absolutely the point. If Dems take control again, open borders and kid trafficking once again, will these same people care?
Yep.
And he still hasn't released everything. Something has Trump scared senseless, and Bondi is risking jail by refusing to release it. If there's anything derogatory about Trump, it would have been released years ago. Biden had controlled the files for 4 years. If they had anything like that, it would have been released, and they could have saved millions going after him. They could have saved millions going after him on the other bogus claims.
Ain't that the truth?
Maybe Biden wanted to protect Clinton. Protect Clinton from what? There's nothing that Clinton would need protection from.
Everyone already knew.
Absolute nonsense. Unless Trump was smart
Clinton
enough
makes
to know.
People disappear across him.
That fleeing mud always backfires.
And Hillary.
Biden stood in front of a blood-red background and told half the country that they were a threat to democracy. Don't try to fool anyone by calling Biden smart. But his mud did backfire. It's true.
Boy, you seen Biden lately, boy? He looked fried the fuck out.
Yep. Bowen Yang breaks the silence on leaving SNL.
Well, he looked like a walking vegetable.
I bet.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the information I have. And I only have it by text, so you'll have to listen to me. Give me 1 second, and I will give it to you. All of it. And then you guys can decide what you want to do. So here we go. An investigation called Project Flicker was carried out by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This investigation identified over 5,000 individuals. Okay, so this isn't the DOJ. This is the DOD, the Department of Defense, which is just as important, by the way.
Yeah.
This investigation identified over 5,000 individuals, including many affiliated with the Department of Defense, who were subscribed to child porn websites. The Pentagon's Defense Criminal Investigative Service subsequently identified hundreds of DOD-affiliated individuals as suspects, and we're gonna use this term, involved in accessing CSAM. We know what CSAM is. Several of whom use government devices to view and share the images. Remember, this is government employees using government devices to view CSAM, which is child sexual abuse material. Okay, we're just pointing that out. These are government people that we hire to protect us in the Department of Defense using government machines to view this stuff.
Servers.
As a result of these findings, in 2019, Representative Abigail Spanberger, Department of Virginia, Democrat Virginia, and Mark Meadows, Republican of North Carolina, introduced legislation meant to halt the use of the Department of Defense computer networks by users for sharing or procuring CSAM, which is, of course, pornographic images of children. That's what it says here in the information. It was called the End National Defense Network Abuse Act. That's what it was called. You can look it up. Fact check me. Make sure I'm right. Under this legislation, the Defense Criminal Investigative Services, DIS, would have received training in how to root out and successfully prosecute those using, again, the Defense Department equipment, the government equipment, guys, that we pay money and taxes to access and trade, yes, they're trading these images, the same images of my nieces, they were using to trade these images to other pedophiles. That's what they were doing with government machines. The bill also integrated DCIS into a multi-jurisdictional task force with federal, state, and local law enforcement, social services, and child protection groups to help victims of child sexual exploitation and to roll back the tide of filth engulfing Defense Department networks. But what do you think happened? What do you think they passed this bill?
I don't guess so.
But the legislation was never passed. A few individuals received jail time. But what happened to all the hundreds of others who were implicated? Nothing. Nothing happened. So guess what? They jailed a few people. But what do you think happened to everybody else? Nothing. And the whole bill, which again was supposed to receive training in how to root out and successfully prosecute those using this equipment, never happened. No task force, no child protection groups, nothing. So this is what we're talking about. Now, I know the DOJ and the DOD are different, but they're still under the same tree. They're still branches on the same tree. So can we really trust the DOJ if the DOD and all these other departments are covering their own asses and possibly continuing to trade exploitative materials of youth? That's what I'm saying to you guys. That's why I don't believe all these redactions. That's why I believe somebody's got something to hide. And that makes me sick as an American. I've been in this country for 40 years, guys. 1985 is when I was born. Born an American, love this country, and I hate to see it going into this kind of shit. Because this is the stuff we kind of reserve for villains, you know? And we expect these people that are supposed to protect us and supposed to mete out, you know, judgment. But they're not. They're using government material to access the most obscene images you can possibly get. It's like, why? Why would you, you know, have this esteem? I'm sure they make good money. Esteem position to do these kinds of things, you know? It's just something that kind of blows my mind. It's like, and sure, they gave some jail time, but I'm sure not even half of the ones that were really responsible got proper jail time. So, between this Epstein madness and the information I just gave you guys now, our government is falling apart, and we've got a lot of pedophiles. There was an old meme that was posted, and it basically shows the universe, and then it shows Earth. And there's a little point, and it says, here's you, still owing taxes to pedophiles, to rich elite pedophiles. It's literally what it is. We pay taxes to these people, and they're doing the most obscene, horrible things, like things that we would consider demonic. Like, if we were looking at it in a Christian sense or any kind of religious sense, really, if you're looking at somebody that's looking at actual... And remember, guys, I already talked about the issue I had with that little girl from Pragmata, and I had DP look at the video, and he agrees. If somebody's trying to look at this girl in that kind of way, that's not good.
Yeah, they got issues.
They got issues. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but... It does suck, and I mean, hopefully we get more information. That's what I want. I want more information. I want the two, again, this is bipartisan. We had a Democrat and a Republican say, you didn't give us enough information. You did not give us what we told you to. And I don't know who's hiding what, but somebody needs to come clean and give us these damn pages so that people can actually find out what happened over there. You know, celebrity, I understand you want to keep the names of people, you know, safe. That's fine if you want to keep the names of the victims safe.
Well, you just put it, say you were raped in the ass.
But we need to know. We need to know. Did you, like,
release my name so everyone knows?
We need to know.
No, you don't want no one to know your name.
Well, that's true. But at the same time, we need to know who was part of it. We need to know what celebrities, CEOs, important business people that are respected. We need to know that. Because.
But how many of them were there and unaware?
Well, if they're blacking out that many pages, something
happened. Probably something's up.
Something happened. If they, I mean, if it was a bit here and there, yeah, okay.
Now, if they're the acts that happen on the island, if they're blacking those out because they think it's going to protect the, now I don't think that.
Well, okay, I will say one thing. This is how you do that proper. What you do is so and so performed this act with blank.
Yeah.
This was blank. We don't say the name, but we do say the name.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, we blank out the victim, but we post the name of the person that was did the crime. I think that's how you do it.
Yep.
And that's the way it should have been done. But I don't care if, what was his name? Woody.
Harrelson?
No.
Woody.
Allen? Yeah, Tim
Married
Allen.
Married his daughter, stepdaughter?
Was it? Well, that wasn't Tim Allen. It was,
Oh, no. Allen is the one.
Not Woody Allen. The guy that does the voice for, on Toy Story. What was his name? Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks. If it says Tom Hanks, blah, 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 blah. We need to know that Tom Hanks, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks needs to face the music. And he needs to face the music proper with everybody else. If Michael Jackson, if Prince. I'm not saying these guys did. They seem to be of moral character. But, and of course, I haven't watched Finding Neverland. I haven't watched anything like that. But as far as I've seen from Michael Jackson's statements, as far as I've seen from Prince's statements, you know, guys like this, they seem to be a proper moral character. But, I mean, look, I don't care. I like, what's his name, that comedian that you like a lot? The one that did Elf.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. If Will Ferrell happened to be a part of this, I mean, because there has been some interesting photos of Will Ferrell at Spirit Cooking Sessions. Yeah, it's not cool. If Will Ferrell was part of this and he did something, look, I just want to know. If, what was his name? Jack Black. I like Jack Black. But if Jack Black did it, he needs to let people know. Look, you know, everybody needs to fucking say, hey. Okay, we did this. And then they have to face the music.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what you do. People do this stuff thinking they're never going to get caught.
Oh, yeah.
But they need to face the music.
Yeah.
And I think the world needs to look at these celebrities that we have worshipped like gods in this country, which is really, really, you know, crazy. But we have worshipped some of these people like gods. There's people that go crazy over these damn celebrities. So we need to know about the horrible things they did so we can maybe take them down off their pedestals a little bit. And maybe that will shake the whole thing about United States, the U.S., I don't know about other countries, but the U.S. love for celebrities. I think that needs to go down a peg.
I think it has gone down quite a bit.
It has, but it needs, you know, I mean, aren't as good. The movies aren't as good as they used to be.
No.
Well,
and everybody can be famous now, so it's not as...
Like, I mean, I was, speaking of that, I was talking to Drex, of course, about that. And he had said, I don't know if I'd said this before, but he had said that there was no... Excuse me one second. I'll see if I can find it here. Of course, Jack Nicholson. I mean, if it was Jack Nicholson as part of it, yeah, that would suck, but yeah.
Yeah, it would suck
because I like Jack Nicholson.
I mean, there's a lot of people I like.
Right, that's true. I don't, like I said, it's not a worship, but yeah, I do like Jack Nicholson. I think he's a good actor. I like a lot of his movies.
I mean, I could still watch the movies. I just...
Oh, sure.
You'd have to separate. Because there's people in Hollywood I've heard are assholes, but their movies are good.
Right.
Or some of them are, anyway.
But, I see. I'm trying to see what happened over there. I can't remember what he said. But anyway, we were talking about the movies. And you got to understand, Drex is a big fan of classic 90s, 80s. You know, all those movies like that. So when he sees, the movies.
Those for movies.
Yeah. The movies these days.
Yeah.
He says there's no... What did he say? There was no build-up anymore. I said there was no...
No climax or...
Something like that.
Well, it's almost predictable. A lot of them are. You know, there was a thing they did back... I'd noticed for a while on these movies where they were doing the opposite of what you thought was going to happen just so they could throw you off.
Yeah, I hate that.
They're like, oh no, everyone died at the end.
They do that because everybody... He says it right here. And there's actually an article that we may go over this. It says, why movies don't feel real anymore. You got time to go through this, or?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's do this.
Depends on how long we're
talking. It's not going to be that long.
What time is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, here. Why movies don't feel real anymore. A close look at changing filmmaking techniques. Anyone who keeps an eye on Hollywood knows, indeed, has been ever more frequently and anxiously informed that the theater business is in trouble. It's true.
Yeah.
Fewer of us than ever have been going out to the movies. One reason must have to do with the easy availability of home streaming, to say nothing of all the proliferating digital distractions precision engineered to capture our attention. But could it also have to do with a change in the pictures themselves? With more than 2 million views racked up in just 4 days, the new like stories of old video essay above ventures an explanation as to why movies don't feel real anymore. I wonder if this is a long one. Well, let's
look at this shot from the late.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's just look at it for a minute. Look at it for a little bit. If it does it, it might not do it. Oh, here it goes.
This Jurassic World movie. Now compare it to this one from The Lost World. Did you notice that difference? I deliberately picked some without dinosaurs because that's not what this is about. It's not about CGI, it's about a deeper level of immersion, a deeper feeling of realness and vividness that is so often missing today. I mean, look at this movie. This was shot in 1959, yet it still feels like you could step right into the frame. And I love that, you know, watching The Lord of the Rings made me want to visit New Zealand. Those movies make me feel like I could actually stand in those same rugged landscapes. But The Hobbit, not so much. And I know complaining about modern movies looking kind of bland or fake isn't exactly the most original thing to do, and you might already be thinking, well, that's just because of digital cinematography. It's just bad color grading, bad lighting, and also bad CGI, actually. And you're right, these are all definitely relevant to the discussion, but they're also just technical elements that in themselves don't fully explain the essence of this problem. I always felt like there had to be deeper philosophical and psychological mechanisms at play here, like some sort of first principles of cinematic reality and our immersion in it. And I figured that if we truly want to tackle this issue once and for all, then we need to understand those as well. First, to very briefly define the obvious, the idea of a movie feeling real is not the same as a movie being real. We understand movies are staged, that they are constructed realities, not actual ones. And yet, we can still be sold on the realness of their fictional worlds, even if they contain fantastical elements like live dinosaurs or Terminators or aliens.
Right.
And that's because despite recognizing movies as being essentially make-believe, we can still experience them as perceptually real. A perceptually realistic image is one which structurally corresponds to the viewer's audiovisual experience of three-dimensional space. Film scholar Stephen Prince wrote in a Film Quarterly paper.
We're not gonna
such
do
images
the whole
display
thing, we'll
a nested hierarchy of cues which organize the display of light, color, texture, movement, and sound in ways that correspond with the viewer's own understanding of these phenomena in daily life. Because of this, unreal images may be referentially fictional, but perceptually realistic. Simply put,
again, if you
want to
check that out,
realism,
go ahead. But we're going to get back to the original article. Okay. So anyone who keeps it... Alright, so basically it says... Ventures an explanation of why movies just don't feel real anymore. And recent years, even long, colossally budgeted and ceaselessly marketed spectacles feel strangely insubstantial on any screen, big or small. The video's creator, Tom van der Linden, points to a variety of factors, beginning with a worsening lack of correspondence between the cinematic image and our perception of reality. One clearly, or rather readily, noticeable contributing trend is the prevalence of shallow focus, which keeps the characters in the foreground sharp, but lets all the details of the background go blurry. Not the way we see the real world, unless we misplace our glasses. Because we live in deep focus cinematography feels more real. Of course, not every movie can be Lawrence of Arabia. But there was a time when practically all of them did deliver what's called haptic visuality. The word haptic relating to the concept of our sense of touch. Older films have a tangibility about them in large part because the filmmakers had no choice. Working only or primarily with analog tools, they could only do so much to detach images from our physical experience. Digital photography, post-production CGI, and now the open abyss of AI have made anything technically possible. Though as Van der Linden underscores, those technologies by themselves don't guarantee that the resulting movie won't feel real. Ultimately, unreality is a choice, and one we moviegoers should hope the industry will stop making, if not for our satisfaction, then for its own survival. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, like, you'll have to, again, you'll have to go through all this, you know, where he talks about
it'd be interesting. No, I'm out.
The cinema look. Indexicality, haptic visuality. Haptic perception is usually defined by psychologists as the combination of tactile, kinesthetic, and proprioceptive functions, the way we experience touch both on the surface of and inside our bodies. In haptic visuality, the eyes themselves function like organs of touch. Okay, I see that now.
Okay.
So, yeah, again, this is really interesting stuff, but it's why the movies just really don't work anymore. And that does make sense. There is a lot of movies that, especially remastered into Blu-ray, you know, with the, they look really good and they definitely bring you in, unlike a lot of these newer movies. Yeah. And that's probably one of the issues. So the movies, they're just not as popular anymore as they used to be. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I think that's all we've got for you right now. We'll see you back here later on. Yeah, it'll be Saturday. It'll be the Saturday after Christmas.
Oh.
So we hope you guys have a good friggin' Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see you next time with more great articles and hopefully more on this Epstein, but I don't think it's going to be right around the corner. I think they're going to try to pull some more shit to drag it out and then maybe give us a little less of that little black Sharpie that they... All right, guys. We'll see you next time. I'm out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.